This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Iran's Revolutionary Guards say they successfully launched a new military imaging satellite on Wednesday in the latest display of its aerospace technology, which has sparked Western concern. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma says it's according to Iran's state media.
The state-run IRNA news agency, quoting the country's communication minister, says the Noor 3 satellite has been put into orbit 280 miles above the Earth's surface. There's been no immediate acknowledgement from Western officials of the launch or of the satellite being put into orbit. Iran has had a series of failed launches in recent years. The US has alleged Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and has called on Tehran to undertake no activity related to ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin said on Wednesday that underwater explosions that ruptured the Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea were organized by the United States and Britain. According to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, he said they are involved in one way or another. During a regular news briefing, it was in response to a question about the September 2022 blast, but he provided no evidence. France's ambassador to Niger has left the country, according to the French presidency on Wednesday. Two security sources told the news service Reuters earlier that the French ambassador in Niger had been flown out of the country on Wednesday morning. More than 100 people were killed, 150 injured at a fire at a wedding party in Iraq's Nineveh province that left civil defense searching for victims until the early morning hours. This is VOA News. South Africa's Eskom has been polluting more as it pushes aging coal-fired facilities to their limits amid a power crisis. Reuters' David Doyle says the claim is based on a Reuters analysis of the data.
It showed that four out of its 15 power plants are breaching government emissions regulations designed to protect people's health. Eskom officials have confirmed the violations, but said making the plants compliant would take time. They also said it could undermine efforts to address South Africa's worst power crisis on record. For the past 18 months, daily scheduled blackouts have left most South Africans without power for up to 10 hours a day. Some 80% of South Africa's electricity is generated from burning coal.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says over the past four decades, Eskom has achieved a 75% reduction in emissions, largely ash and soot, through a program of plant upgrades, the trend now being reversed. Azerbaijan's health ministry says a total of 192 Azerbaijani troops were killed, 511 wounded, during its offensive in the Nagorno-Karabakh last week. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The military operation allowed Azerbaijan to reclaim full control over the breakaway region that was run by separatists for about 30 years. Tens of thousands of ethnic Armenians have left the region after separatist troops agreed to lay down arms. Azerbaijan and separatist officials have held two rounds of talks on reintegration of Nagorno-Karabakh and its ethnic Armenian population into the mainly Muslim country, but how exactly it would happen remains unclear. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And finally, but would you eat it? The world's first food made from plastic waste, according to its developer, is vanilla ice cream. And despite being locked in a freezer in London, she hopes it kickstarts a heated debate about the future of food and the plastic pollution crisis.
Well, the idea was to basically demonstrate that we have the tools today to rethink the food system we're living in.
The ice cream is actually an art installation called Guilty Flavors by artist and designer Eleonora Ortolani. She's 27 and intended to challenge the way we think about plastic waste and what we are and are not prepared to eat. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.